Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people, if they are running a successful business, do not accept excuses from their coworkers, from their employees. Oh, I didn't get that shipment out on time. Why not? The customer was depending upon it. Oh, we didn't sell anything this month. Our numbers are really low. You know, they're not. We didn't meet our goals. I can't believe it. Why didn't you meet your goals? Why didn't you do more prospecting? Why didn't you do more qualifying? What is wrong with you? We depend on you. Salespeople sell. So we expect productivity. We expect people that work for us to do what they are paid for. And if they are not doing what they're paid for, we get really upset, we get angry, and we tell them what we're thinking, and we put an action plan in place, and we don't accept excuses. But yet, when business isn't what it should be, or something's not going the way it should go, we tend to give ourselves excuses. Oh, it's the economy. Oh, there was a major snowstorm for 2 days. Oh, you don't understand, you know, people in our business are just not doing as well as they should do. Something's changed. There's a new competitor. You can't give yourself excuses. Business people create their own destiny. You create the destiny of the company. If something is not going well, think about it. Think about what the solution is. Think about how to solve the problem. Open your mind up, listen, get more educated, get more determined, ask more questions. Good economy, people make a lot of money. Bad economy, there's money to be made. The question is, how are you going to do it? How are you going to tax yourself? How are you going to push yourself the way you push other people? How are you going to get yourself to understand exactly what needs to be done? You can't just lay down and say, I'm resting today. You know, it's just not what I needed to do. There are payrolls to meet. There are bills to pay. There is profit to make. And there are over 300 million people just in the United States. There is a vast market. You can't let the competition stop you. You can't let your own thinking stop you. You can't let the economy stop you. You can't let anything stop you. You need to create your own destiny. If things are not going well, what an opportunity. What an opportunity to think about your business, to think about what you need to do to improve your business. And then when the economy picks up, not only will you be making more money, but you'll be on top of your game. You'll be doing better than the competitor because you thought about it. Because you put yourself in a position of absolutely saying, I am a business person. I am not going to whine about it. I'm going to make it happen. I am going to be successful. It's a state of mind. And yes, I understand there are times when the economy is not good. I understand there are times when conditions are not ideal. I understand that. But what the successful business person does is they just ignore it. They just get more determined. They get more will, drive, and determination. They let nothing stop them to get the success that they need to make a profit, to meet their payroll, to give their employees what they need, give raises, to feed their family. You have got what it takes. You have to dig deep. You have to make sure it happens. Now, the economy is good, and when the economy is good right now, we absolutely still do the same thing. We dig in. We say, what can we do? How can we maximize it? How can we get the most out of this economy that's roaring along? Several years from now or whatever period of time, and when we have the natural cycle of things not being as good, we do the same thing. We do not let down for a minute. We don't just coast. I want you to have the best year ever, and to do that, you need to always be thinking about business. You need to be thinking about what you need to do. You need to be inspiring your people that work for you, your coworkers, with an example of what a determined business person can do. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.